Welcome to Events Weekly. The lights, the stars, and the biggest night in music. The 2025 BMAs are here. From surprise wins to jaw-dropping performances, we're breaking it all down for you.
Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Sabine.
And we're so excited to deep dive into one of the most talked about events of the year, the MTV Video Music Awards.
In today's episode, we'll be recapping the biggest awards, the best performances, and some moments that had everyone talking online. So grab your headphones because this year's VMAs were wild.
I think we should start off with what the VMAs actually are. So the VMAs, which stand for the Video Music Awards, are an annual awards show hosted by MTV, which celebrates the achievements in the music industry, especially focusing on music videos and performances. They started in 1984 and have since become one of the biggest pop culture events of the year.
The show is known for its iconic red carpet looks, live performances, and memorable moments that often go viral. It's a place where artists, fans, and celebrities all come together to celebrate creativity, music, and entertainment.
Let's start with the awards, the heart of the night. First up, Best New Artist went to Alex Warren. Honestly, no one was shocked.
His rise from YouTube to chart-topping singles has been crazy. He was on the verge of crying during his 2025 VMA acceptance speech for Best New Artist, stating thank you so much to all his devoted fans.
Next up, Song of the Summer went to Tate McRae for Just Keep Watching. Honestly, it makes sense. That song's been everywhere lately. It's one of those tracks that just sticks in your head. She's had such a huge year, and this award feels well-deserved.
The music video was great too, really clean visuals and choreography that matched the song perfectly. Tate's proven she's not just a good performer, but also someone who puts a lot of thought into her work.
Next up, Best Album went to Sabrina Carpenter for Short and Sweet. I mean, that was expected. She's had such a massive year. The album's full of catchy pop songs, but also shows how much she's grown as an artist.
I agree. Every track feels different. You can tell she's really found her sound and it's been everywhere. You can scroll through social media without hearing at least one of her songs.
Song of the Year went to Rosé and Bruno Mars for APT. Honestly, that collaboration shocked everyone, but in the best way. No one saw the pairing coming. Their styles are so different, but somehow it just worked.
It really did. The song is kind of soft but powerful at the same time. And the live performance was amazing too. Simple staging, nothing over the top, but it still stood out because of how well they blended together.
And finally, Artist of the Year was Lady Gaga. She continues to reinvent herself every single time and just proves that she's still on top of her game. Gaga's one of those artists who never really fades out. Every era feels different, but it's still her.
Exactly. This year she's been everywhere. Her tour sold out in minutes and her new album has been praised for mixing pop with more experimental sounds. I think what makes her stand out is how she manages to balance those huge over-the-top performances. You can tell she really cares about her music.
We're going to take a quick ad break for our sponsor, Spotify. Love music? So do we. But nothing ruins your listening experience more than ads popping up right when the song starts to get good.
Yeah, not fun. That's why Spotify Premium is here to save your playlist. Stream your favourite artists like Sabrina Carpenter, Tate McRae and Lady Gaga without interruptions.
Want to share the music love? Try Spotify Family or a student plan so you can enjoy your music anytime, anywhere.
Join millions of listeners upgrading their sound. Go premium today. Make every moment a music moment. Alright, now let's talk about the VMA's performances because there is a lot to discuss.
Definitely. This year's lineup was stacked. Every artist brought something different to the stage and there wasn't a single boring moment.
I think we should start with Tate McRae, because I'm going to be completely honest. Hers was definitely one of the best ones. She performed Sports Car and Revolving Door, and honestly, it was incredible. The dance transitions, which divided the two songs, were so smooth that it made the two songs seem continuous.
The staging was amazing as well. The sand was an unexpected element that made the performance truly unique. Also, the red lighting made everything feel intense and dramatic, yet still maintained a clear visual aesthetic. It also went so well with the songs. Sabrina Carpenter also had an amazing performance.
Yeah, her performance of Tears was so different. People are calling her the new Britney Spears because of the range she used at the end of her performance. It was also admirable how she used her large platform to acknowledge the LGBTQ+, with signs used as props on staging, stating things like protect trans rights. Have you seen Doja Cat's VMA's performance of Jealous Type?
Yes, it was so good. The stage was decked out in neon, checkerboards, and dancers. She even brought out Kenny G for a sax solo in the intro. It was such a standout performance. It was full retro and set the tone for her new V era.
Lady Gaga also delivered a great performance. However, it was a pre-tape performance shot from her Madison Square Garden show, featuring Abracadabra and the Dead Dance. Victorian clothes, cracked makeup, dancers dressed like eerie dolls, and a choreography that was so unlike any other performance. Next week on Events Weekly, we'll be switching gears from music to fashion, as we cover the Victoria's Secret fashion show, expect performances, red carpet moments, and all of the behind-the-scenes glamour.
It may be a little drama, because let's be real, there's always something that happens at that show.
So, to wrap it all up, the 2025 VMAs had everything: emotional wins, incredible performances, and a few unforgettable viral moments. It's definitely going to be a night people talk about for weeks.
Thanks for tuning in to Events Weekly. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and keep up with us on social media for updates.
I'm Sabine.
And I'm Sophie. Stay tuned and we'll see you next week.